2014-8, Dozer LLC, care of Hal Dukes Jr.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in the MR Medium Density Residential District in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 10.04 acres into 14 lots, located north of Route 363, Double Bridges Road, approximately 1,450 feet easterly of Route 362, Park House Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map by District 13419, part of parcel 19. Just remind the commission that you were provided previously with copies of the Technical Advisory Committee comments and an exhibit booklet, which was received on January 30th, 2015. I did receive a letter. I don't know if it's part of that packet or not. That was a reference, review, and approval of the form of the covenants by Mr. Robertson. That is a part of the record. I believe that's all. Y'all have copies of the site plan, and you should have copies of the exhibit book.
I believe we do, Mr. Lank. Thank you.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Anyone here representing this application?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Craig Alamon from Tunnel and Razor, here for Hal Dukes and Dozer LLC.
Okay, Mr. Alamon, you're not a frequent flyer here.
No, I'm not. Bar number 5585, though.
5585? Yeah, that's a four-digit number.
Yeah.
That man over there has got a three-digit number.
I know.
That gentleman standing in the back has a two-digit number, I believe.
Craig, give me your name again. I missed it.
Sure. Craig Alamon, A-L-E-M-A-N. And commissioners, this plan has been before you a couple times in the last year. We've incorporated some changes, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have this evening. With that said, I'd like to turn it over, any questions, to Ken from Axiom Engineering.
Okay. Ken from Axiom Engineering.
Good evening. As you mentioned, we were here about a year ago for a major subdivision. We were denied because the project did not have central water and 7,500 square foot lots.
Actually, need you to say your
name. I'm sorry, Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown.
Thank you.
Delaware PE 11553. Actually, five digits has been in for a while. So.
What's your driver's license number?
Give me a minute. I'll be happy to get that for you.
You may.
I've never been asked this question. I am employee number 79 with the Sussex County Council.
Congratulations.
I couldn't resist.
Another two-digit man. Okay.
We were denied a year ago because 7,500 square foot lots couldn't be supported without central water. We came back before you in September with a request to change the zoning of the property to MR, allowing for 10,000 square foot lots, which can be supported with individual wells. County Council approved based on your recommendation to approve, and we're here tonight with a 14-lot, 10,000-square-foot subdivision. I can review more of the details, but I don't believe there's any opposition here, so I'd be happy to defer to the fact that our book has a pretty thorough record for you, and if there are any questions for you or any of the neighbors, we'd be happy to entertain them.
All right, then. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Thank you.
And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Christenberry, and certainly remember your past presentations. Do thank you for the exhibit book. Are you saying that in the exhibit book is the your statement of meeting the conditions of 99-9C would be in here, the subdivision?
It is. There's a statement of compliance with Chapter 99, and it is under tab 15.
Noticed from the some of the TAC comments, one from a Miss Kate Fleming of Fish and Wildlife out of DNREC, that you were preserving a large section of the forested area. Would that could you show that on one of your easels that you presented?
Certainly. The subdivision. There's an additional, and that's about 7 acres. There's about 3 acres on the balance of the property that is to remain wooded. About more than half of that is wetlands. This area is wetlands. There are some forested areas that do fall within where our buffer is going to be required. And in those areas, rather than planting a buffer, we would maintain the existing farm.
So your setback from those wetlands would be greater than what would be required by standard buffer or minimum buffer requirements, is what you're saying, because you've got
There's not a wetland buffer in your code for federal wetlands. Okay. The only code required buffer is from state wetlands, and this property does not have any.
Okay. And will that so that area is going to be remaining as an open space? Will there be any walking trails in there? It appears as though you've got a proposed amenity back there by lot.
There's going to be a small area, yes, behind lot 10 with a gazebo, some picnic tables. And that's about it. But it's not going to go any further into the property because then we would be potentially disturbing wetlands. And the only wetland disturbance is the placement of sanitary sewer along Double Bridges Road, which you'll find in your book, the federal permit that was issued to allow for the installation of the sewer, and construction for that is actually ongoing as we speak.
Right. Thank you, sir. There was a comment from the fire marshal indicating any dead-end road greater than 300 foot would require a cul-de-sac for turnaround of apparatus.
It says cul-de-sac for turnaround. These are fire marshal approved geometry turnaround.
Okay.
They have a specification right in their manual for the geometry of the – what they want is they want a fire truck to be able to pull in, take one backing maneuver, and leave. And this meets the requirements that they have in their manual. I think they tend to work a little better than cul-de-sacs because technically the fire marshal expects no one to park in a cul-de-sac. And any of us who lives on a cul-de-sac like myself knows that that's not always that enforceable.
Yeah.
I think these are a little easier to – be clear about what they're there for.
Point well taken. Thank you.
Certainly.
So, there are restrictive covenants.
They've been approved.
They were. I reviewed them and did approve them.
Gone through them. Mm-hmm.
Been reviewed.
Yeah, they have all hit all the requirements that our code requires.
All right. Mr. Chairman, that's all the questions I have at this point regarding Apple Arbor.
All righty. Mr. Ross.
This is the third time we've seen this.
Correct.
Yeah, you're going to soon have more in attorney fees and engineering than you're going to have gathering lots. No question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
I did read it in one of the comments that they wanted to make sure Lot 11 did not have access to Road 360.
Yeah, that's a standard note from DelDOT.
Okay.
There's actually a 30-foot forested buffer platted between Lot 11 and the frontage. So,
it just, from this plan, it just looks like the lot line goes all the way to the road.
See the 20-foot forested buffer just to the right of there? Are you looking at sheet P3? I think you are.
I guess.
Lower right hand, or mm-hmm. upper left corner, it's where it gives you the sheet number.
No, I'm looking at, one of
between the pond and the frontage, you see a 20-foot forested buffer. Those are not easements across lots. That's actually HOA property.
Okay, thank you. No further questions.
Okay then. Blank?
No question.
Counselor?
No questions, thanks.
All right then. Gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Of course, reflecting on Mr. Ross's comment, it could be that it's buy two, get the third one free. So,
when one partner's in a law firm, you're going to have this,
There you go.
You're
going
to pick on how, shouldn't you?
That's why he's not here.
Uh-huh. Yes, we're sending a message.
he's in the Caribbean.
All right, then. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor
of subdivision 2014-8, Dozer LLC, care of Hal Dukes Jr. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision number 2014-8? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have one for Mr. Christian Berry, and that would be the question that were he with us this evening, Mr. Johnson would ask what your plans may or may not be insofar as sidewalks.
We have requested that for this 14-lot subdivision, the commission consider approving it without the requirement of sidewalks.
So it'd be, the street design would be typical swale and culvert?
Since we don't have the mechanism to require sidewalks, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's not a cluster.
You're not offering them. You don't have to do them.
Just want to get Mr. Johnson's question in case
well,
he
that's true.
Decides to participate in the voting.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Christian.
Certainly.
All right, then. Anyone else? Okay, then we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening. I think it has happened one or two other times, but we've actually had four public hearings and not a single public testimony.
Doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. I do remember it happening once or twice before, but
because it's snowing.
Is it snowing?
Oh. Now it's darn cold.
It's cold. On to other business. We have several items of other business. The first one being Americana Bayside, MRRPC, change of zone number 1748. This is the Knox property, and this is a final record plan on Road 394.
General, I believe you all have copies of this site plan?
Yes.
I would advise for the record that this is site plan as a final site plan or final record plan for change of zone number 1748. Phase contains 45 single family homes, 45 single family lots and 48 duplex units. Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on September 11, 2014. The final record plan is basically the same as the preliminary site plan and complies with the subdivision and zoning ordinances and the conditions of approval imposed by County Council. All agency approvals have been received, and you were, as I stated previously, provided with a copy of the site plan. That's all I have.
All right, then. Mr. Smith, this is in your vast area of responsibility.
Thank you, Mr. Blank, for the notes. And, gentlemen, since I don't see Steve Marsh in attendance, I'm assuming everything is in order. So my motion for Americana Bayside MRRPC is for approval as a final record plan, Road 394.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Americana Bayside MRRPC change of zone number 1748 Knox property on Road 394 as a final record plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item was the resort at Massey's Landing. For anyone here that has that may have an interest in that, that item was removed from the agenda by the applicant. Our next item is Skipjack Incorporated, conditional use number 1997, site plan on Route 113.
Gentlemen, this is a preliminary site plan for a propane storage and CNG propane dispensing facility with offices and a warehouse located on 15-acre parcel that is zoned AR1. Conditional use was approved on October 14, 2014 with seven conditions of approval. The conditions of approval are noted on the site plan. 18,452 square foot office warehouse building is proposed. Four 30,000 gallon propane storage tanks are proposed along with a propane and CNG dispensing area. Setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. The ingress and egress is off of Road 329 East Piney Grove Road. There is no direct access to US Route 113. There are not any wetlands on the site, and the property is not located in a floodplain. On-site septic and well are proposed. The applicants are requesting that condition of approval number D be removed. The applicants state that there are utilities adjacent to the required 20-foot landscape buffer along US Route 113. that could have an adverse impact on the electric line and the underground gas main line. That the applicants have provided two options for the landscape buffer. Option one provides a grass landscape buffer that would not have any plantings. Option two provides a required highway corridor overlay zone buffer. That the commission was previously, or did provide you previously with copies of the two options. Since the conditions of approval originated with the commission may amend the condition if you so choose to do so. And you were provided previously, again, with a copy of the site plan and a letter from the applicant's engineer, which would have been Becker Morgan. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, well, thank you.
Gentlemen, the nature of this particular use is one that is not just for local use, but people that use CNG and travel from Maine to Florida or whatever. They actually have to plan their trips to where these stations are because they're not frequent. You know, it's not like you can just stop on every street corner. And I think the applicant's making a valid point in the visibility from the highway, so people that are trying to locate this and maybe running short on fuel can actually see the building from the highway without having the landscape above and beyond the issue with the utilities, which do exist. So my personal opinion is it's not a big issue to do away with that condition, but I'm up for other opinions.
Okay. Mr. Lang, just for the record, that condition was placed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and not the County Council?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so it is ours to remove or not remove.
Well, typically the landscape buffer requirement is along the major corridors in the commercial districts. And in creating that condition of approval was taken out of the highway corridor overlay zone type requirement. It doesn't have to be required on the conditions.
Right.
We've removed them before.
It was a condition.
Yeah, we've done it before, and I think I have to agree with Mr. Ross. There's probably some justification here for that.
So, Marty, I'm assuming you're giving way to option number one?
Yes. Yeah, but instead of citing the option, I think I'll leave that open for further edification by the applicant and just make a motion to approve the Skipjack preliminary site plan with the removal of condition D.
Second.
That would be a preliminary.
Pardon me?
As a preliminary.
No, you're right.
As a preliminary, yes.
Second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Skipjack Incorporated conditional use 1997. As a preliminary site plan with the condition D removed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Carried. Our next item is Purdue Agri Recycle LLC, conditional use number 1314, revised site plan on Route 13A.
I'm up tonight for some reason. Gentlemen, this is a revised site plan for a new storage building and a bag house building. The proposed storage building is a 40-foot by 60-foot pole building that will be used for equipment storage. The proposed bag house building is 24 by 65 for the purpose of collection of fine particles on truck and rail loadouts. The setbacks meet the required zoning ordinance. But before you this evening, since this is a conditional use, and that the commission needs to determine if the proposed uses are accessory uses to the existing condition use, feel that it's a major change, then it would require an amended conditional use application. And you were provided a copy of the revised site plan previously.
Gentlemen, this lies in my area of responsibility, and while I can't make a motion, I would suggest to you that it is a relatively minor, and it is kind of an accessory use. I don't think it rises to the level of a public hearing, new public hearing, but I'll leave that in your capable hands.
And I don't know if everybody was here when this first went through, but I recall that at one of the public hearings on this, that there was concern about, making sure that there weren't particles or dust or things during truck loadouts and train car loadouts.
Car and truck, yeah.
You know, and they said they were going to address that. So to me, the bag house, I guess, which is used for that purpose, is right in line with testimony that was given.
Agreed.
During
the
public hearing.
I would say so.
Gentlemen, my thoughts would be that these proposed, and I do see them as accessory uses, are in the interior of the site plan, shouldn't be controversial to the neighbors, and I see them as an evolving use as this operation of keeping up with the changing methods of their pelletization here in the 21st century. I don't have a problem with it. Do not see the need for a public hearing at this time.
I'd like to put that in the form of a motion.
I certainly will. Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1314, my motion is for approval of this as a revised site plan, the applicant being Purdue Agro Recycle LLC.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Purdue Agro Recycle LLC revised site plan on Route 13A for conditional use number 1314. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Not voting.
Carried. And let the record show that it was 3-0 with Mr. Ross not voting. Our next item is Sarah Harmon.
Gentlemen, could I ask one question regarding that
sure
option? If our final site plan is essentially identical to what you've voted on tonight, does staff have authority to approve it, or will we need to come back to the commission for final approval?
No, we just didn't make that part of the motion.
I think that was my error.
Final site plan subject to the board.
We could.
Or subject to the staff, sorry.
No, let's back up. We'll do it again. No problem. Mr. Smith, are you amenable to amending your motion to include issuance of the final site plan by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to amend the motion that was proffered by me to amend it so that a final approval to the preliminary can be given by staff if all agency approvals are met.
I'll second the amendment.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to amend the motion on Purdue Agri Recycle to approve the revised site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting.
Carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
4-0 with Mr. Ross not voting. Our next item is Sarah Harmon, heirs two lots on a 50-foot easement on Road 288.
This is an application requesting to create two 50-foot easements to serve as access to four proposed parcels. One of the 50-foot easements will be created over an existing driveway to serve as access to two 2.85-acre parcels. The other 50-foot easement will be created over an existing roadway and will serve as access to a 2.85-acre parcel and a 4.49-acre parcel. The request may be approved as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision can be required. And again, you were previously provided with a copy of a sketch plan for this parcel.
I don't understand the sketch.
Yeah, let me get my copy. We're on.
I see the one 50-foot.
There's a. Hold on, let me get. Find the right one. Got it. Okay. Got her phone. Can't find anything. There is, if you look, we should have highlighted it for you, right? There's a right away at the bottom of the bold line where you see where it says site? Yep. Just below the S, there's a number 2, and just above it's a number 3, a 2.85 acre parcel and a 4.49 acre parcel. And a 50-foot easement that runs along the property line to the south that goes up to a.
Excuse me. Hey, gentlemen, cul-de-sac. Let's do that out in the lobby. We can hear you up here.
To a basically a square cul-de-sac, which is same as a cul-de-sac, just a square boundary as far as the perimeter. It gives them required frontage for the lot number, the 2.85 acre portion.
So lots 2 and 3 come off of the one driveway?
Off one driveway, okay. To the south of the parcel. To the north, there is another parcel being split that shows, if you can see.
I see it, yeah.
I don't know if you can see it or not, but there's a 50-foot easement kind of shaped with a little angle to it.
Yeah.
That's to get around the existing parcel that's and it provides access to the two 2.85 acre parcels.
Oh, gotcha.
The two driveways already there.
So the driveway that's on an angle is also there.
Right.
Gotcha.
The both are there. And that's been verified too. They were verified. It exists. One's real short, and the other
basically back. Two lot subdivisions that are just lumped together.
Yeah.
On the
okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Lumped together.
So it's two lot subdivisions.
Yeah. Right. Is that right? Yeah. So you got two here and two there.
It makes it sound like it's four lots, but really it could almost have been two separate agenda items.
What I would note is that you see that parcel in the front. The irregular shaped parcel in the front of that little diagonal driveway cut, that's parcel is an extension. It's existing and it's an extension. One's an extension of that parcel, it just gives them access. See that? This would be this and this.
So it's non buildable, essentially.
Possibly, but it's a valid existing parcel. And it's been being extended. So it'd be getting up with four parcels total. And if it was separate, you would add five. So you're really creating three parcels out of one track and an extension to the other parcel with an easement. So you still get three. I can color code it for you if you want.
I see that little truck.
Just get around it, create this.
We got it.
It's basically three parcels. Let's make it so one's an extension.
It's off on that. Mr. Chairman, considering Sarah Harmon and heirs, two lots and a 50-foot easement on road 288, my motion is for approval.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve two lots and 50-foot easements on road 288 for Sarah Harmon and heirs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Douglas J. and Lyle J. Neal. Parcel and a 50-foot easement on road 576.
Can't hear others here. This is an application requesting a 4.91 acre parcel with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner is proposing to extend an existing 50-foot easement that was created by the commission in 1990 to serve as access to the proposed parcel. This would actually be only the second parcel with access to this easement. DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection. The request may be approved as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision may be required. And again, you were provided a copy of the sketch drawing in your packet.
Foot old public road.
It's old.
Must be old.
It's old.
Pretty old.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have an issue with it. I mean, so
we got some of those in town here.
Yeah. As far as the ordinance, I just thought that was interesting.
That was probably a note put on there by county employee number 79. Someone that would remember the old public road.
Could have even been 78 or 77.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably was sometime between 1974. When we got the tax maps in today.
Yeah.
That was done in 1990, just to highlight that existing easement. We had to search it to do the first lot that we created.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the explanation by Director Lank, my motion for this request by Douglas J. and Lyle J. Neal is for approval of a parcel with a 50-foot easement off Route 576. As submitted.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve a parcel and 50-foot easement on Road 576 for Douglas J. and Lyle J. Neal as submitted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right. That completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our First public hearing was conditional use number 2007, Delaware Electric Cooperative Incorporated. Mr. Ross, this is in your best area of responsibility. I would
without objection, Mr. Chairman, I have a motion to approve.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of CU 2007 for Delaware Electric Cooperative based on the record and for the following reasons. The conditional use for electrical substation is of a public nature, and it will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. It is located on a large tract in a rural area where it will have a minimal impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. The co-op has stated that the substation is necessary to maintain and improve its electrical service to current and future residents of Sussex County. This conditional use is subject to the following conditions. A, the perimeter of the substation shall be fenced. B, two signs shall be permitted on the fencing around the property to identify the site and emergency contact information. C, any security lighting shall be screened away from neighboring properties and county roads. D, landscaping shall be provided to screen the facility from adjacent properties and roadways. The use of existing vegetation to satisfy this requirement is acceptable. E, storage of materials or equipment is permitted, but not to exceed a period of 30 days. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Question.
Yes.
If I may. In the public testimony provided by the applicants, they made reference they would put security safety signage on all four sides of the site. And I was just questioning condition number B, the safety feature. Typically, we allow for the emergency contact information at the gate. And in this case, we had site and emergency contact information. But
how do you want it?
I didn't know if you wanted to include or allow that to be on all four sides.
If they're going to put it there, though.
Safety feature anyway. So.
Yeah. Just change it from two to four.
Make it four.
And make it four. Okay.
If you don't mind.
No problem.
Yeah. He needs what was added.
The deer can eat.
We have a second?
Second. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2007, Delaware Electric Cooperative Incorporated, for the reasons with stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2008, John Martin.
Mr. Chairman, we just received a few letters and objection this evening, so I'd like to have an opportunity to read them more thoroughly. So my motion is for deferral for the conditional use 2008, John Martin.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on the conditional use number 2008, John Martin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2009, Josh Grabsky.
Mr. Chairman, considering CU number 2009, Josh Grabsky, my motion would be for deferral at this time.
Second.
Moving second to defer action on conditional use number 2009, Josh Grabsky. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision number 2014-8, Dozer LLC, care of Hal Dukes Jr.
And Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion regarding subdivision number 2014-8 for deferral to formalize a motion.
Second. So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2014-8, Dozer LLC, care of Hal Dukes Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Blank, do you have anything else to give the order?
Only I wish I was with Mr. Abbott. He's in Jamaica in the warm weather, and we're up here in this coldest week of the year, so probably the way it's going so far. That's all.
All right, then. I would ask that information becomes available about Mr. Johnson's services, if the office could let all the commissioners know.
So. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, then.
And I didn't know if you'd be interested in past and on certain occasions. We've only had a few, lost a few commissioners over here, and we did provide flowers.
I would like very much for
from the commission.
For there to be something from the commission.
I mean, I won't put that in a minute, but I'll.
I appreciate that. I would. I think that would be very appropriate.
But I order, once I find that detail, have an arrangement for sent to the funeral home for that purpose.
All right. Sounds good. There being no further business, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. 7:45.
In the future, we're going to have
7:45. Really.
Yeah, I think this streak's coming to an end here soon.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we got some big ones.
There's going to be a couple we're going to have to pack a lunch for, I think.
Yeah, where were you?
This council chamber is going to be amended here in the near future.
What?
We're going to be amending the council chambers, making it more technically available information to the public, being the audience. I don't know how they're going to do it yet, but it's a shortcoming, and they're going to relocate this thing that you can't sit up underneath the counter and put it somewhere close by.
Great.
And it's improved the carpet and a couple things. But
is it going to close this area for?
No, I don't. I think it'll be done on weekends probably.
Okay.
It'll be most. And this room typically used once a week during the day. It's probably a method of remote projectors for screens.
So it'll be better audio visuals.
Better audio visual recording, etc.
Nice. Very nice.
That's right.